Hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to another episode.
Welcome back to the Connected and Committed podcast.
Boom.
Hopefully, no, I know this time the camera is better. Sorry about last time. The camera was a little like on the side. I don't know why. But this time I think it's better.
Yeah.
And I hope everything's okay. The sound's okay. Yeah.
The goal is not perfection, so
No.
hopefully you like the content still, and that's all that matters to us. And we will always try to do our best to make it good for those who are watching, but
Yeah.
those who are listening,
Same,
hopefully it stays the
obviously.
same.
Yeah.
We just had our mentorship on Saturday, which
Yeah.
was incredible. Our
Yeah.
first round, it's this is that we changed around, and it's been I'm really excited for this
I'm really
group.
excited too, and I also think that the group is really good.
Yeah.
Like, because we had a little problem when we were during our first meeting, the Wi-Fi like turned off.
Yes,
And
good.
so we were, I guess, kicked out of the Zoom meeting, and we're like, oh dang, like we need to start again. And it probably took us like 15 minutes, 20 minutes
We were out for at least 15, probably at most 15.
to restart the Wi-Fi and everything, because that's just how it works here, unfortunately. And then we thought that the meeting was over because we were like the host, so you
Right.
know. And then we got back in, and they were actually all the meeting was still on and still being recorded, and everybody was there getting to know each other. And
That's so sweet.
yeah, and so that was like, because obviously, like, we want people to find, you know, other people they can relate to whenever they do our programs. And well, that was, to be honest, that problem was probably beneficial for the people who were there, because they were actually able to talk together. And
Like this group felt safe. And that just felt really like, wow. Proud parents. We didn't even have to incorporate that. It just happened. And that was really cool.
it's exciting. So, and I'm realizing that I like to like talk to people. I'm not a big fan of like the behind the scenes work, if I'm being honest.
Sure.
I actually, yeah, whatever. But I like talking to people, and I like talking even on this podcast. So I guess I like the talking part. I
Yeah.
like the sharing
And the teaching and kind of helping.
part. Yeah, but I don't like the whole
Process to get there. I get it.
So
Listen, I get it. And that's hopefully there's a lot of things you can do with that. But either way, we're really thankful and excited to keep doing this. Like this has been really powerful already.
I think for seeing the results that we see, and just what people are saying and how their lives are impacted, that's when I'm like, sometimes if I feel like I'm down, when I see that, I'm like, oh, we're like changing people's lives, we're like making an impact. Or and it's like, whoa, that's I didn't I, you know, you don't really expect that all the time, but seeing it like that, I was like, wow, this is actually like significant, you know. Yeah, that's, yeah, I'm thankful for that, because I don't necessarily feel like I'm the most qualified person, or like the most appropriate, or whatever, you know. And I'm sure that sometimes you probably have those moments too, you know.
Totally.
So, but we're here, we're called for this, where we went through stuff when we were dating for a reason. And honestly, we get to share it now, and we get to help other people. And it wasn't something that we planned. Like, we never had this idea of like, oh, we're gonna
We're
do
gonna
that
have
together.
trauma in relationships, and we're gonna be able to
Yeah.
share it. Like that would be
So it goes to show
weird.
that, you know, if you go through something hard,
It can benefit someone else's
yeah,
life
there's a
at the end of
reason
the day.
for it. Yeah. And you don't know what's gonna happen down the line. So just keep going, keep trying things, keep like sharing things, whatever. And eventually, like, you'll find what you're supposed to do. Yeah. And that's it for today, guys. Bye. Just kidding.
We wanted to talk about a topic. We hear this often, and I think a lot of it contributes to relationship anxiety, but also can contribute to just kind of a theme in life. And so obviously what we're going to talk about in here are always going to kind of tie back to relationships, but there's always kind of a we can see these themes in other parts of our life too, and we can kind of relate it to like why that could be showing up. And they're just this concept of things being too good to be true. And I think we hear it often, we probably feel it often, and we may not intentionally know that what's what we're thinking, but it shows up of just you experience something really incredible, and then you're like always, it's like in the back of your mind, you're always being like, okay, when is this gonna stop? Kind of like, is this really gonna last? How long will this last for before it's taken away from me? And I know for me, I've experienced that for a lot of different things. definitely when we were, I think, because you were such a one breath of fresh air, but very different than anybody ever experienced before. You actually were really kind and really like, you actually showed intentionality and was like, just all of it. Like, I was very surprised with how our dating process was, even though we had, you know, not great times too. But for the most part, a lot of times I was thinking, I'm like, wow, this is,
when we were together, we were like
doing good. It did feel like, wow, this is this really happening? Like, is this a dream? Is this gonna, how long will this last for? But also, this is crazy kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think I felt pretty secure in what we had, that didn't come up as much. But I can see that coming up in a lot of different areas of my life when it comes to just like, what should I even say? I don't know, like things going on in our business, right? Or like, I don't know, I would say just anything that feels like a lot. Like, I would say a lot right now for business. I think for me,
you've been doing a lot better than I feel like I've been for some reason. Like, you've had a harder time with relationship. Like, when we were together, like you said, like receiving that as something that you're like worth receiving. But I think I've had sometimes a harder time with like the money part, for example, like spending money and on myself and like feeling like it's okay to like bless myself, I guess, you know, because you like going on trips. And,
yeah, that's a different thing.
Well, I guess we have our different things, because for you it was clothes. Oh, sorry. There's cats around. So
what she's doing.
Yeah. But because for you, like, I love spending my money on clothes, but even I just feel like I have this cap of like, oh, this is too much. Like, I'm being too nice to myself. You know what I mean? Like, this is too good. I'm not allowed to experience something that good, you know?
And I think it can come in subtle ways too, for me, of even receiving compliments. And I remember I was with one of my friends and she was saying something like, hey, I'm really proud of you and you've been doing really well. And I just wanted to just kind of like celebrate you. And I remember just being like, oh yeah, you too. I just immediately would just like put it back on her. I'm like, oh man, I remember this and that. And she's like, I want you just to receive that.
Where?
What do you mean where?
Where was that? Was it BSSM?
No.
Okay.
This is like, this is actually in Austin. A friend, I mean, I'm not gonna say the name, it doesn't really matter, but, but I remember she said that and I remember being like, oh, why did I do that? Like, why was I so quick to not want to receive that and just want to bless somebody else and not feel like I can just like hold that for myself? It's super awkward for me. There's one exception. On my birthday is the one time where I'm like, you know what? Guess what? We have the same birthday. So I don't even get that luxury of getting that privilege of my own, which is fine. But my birthday is the only time where I'm like, I'm allowed to have people celebrate me. I'm allowed to have people see me. I'm allowed to have people really like give me words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. But any other time, it feels just like, I don't know. It's super awkward for me to be able to hold that because I don't love that. Like, I don't actually love being seen, to be honest. Like, I put myself in situations where I don't have a choice, but I don't love that at the end of the day. Like, if somebody were to like really call me up and be like, hey, I just wanted to call you up and say like, why are you laughing?
Because yesterday at church.
That was so weird. Yeah, no, but that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't love being seen if I don't have to be. And if I know I'm going to be seen, I prepare myself for it, you know?
Like at church.
Correct. Yeah, I guess at church, sure.
Something happened in my church, my dad's church, because we're in Belgium. And we visited my church. It's been years since I've been there. And so the pastor made me come up with joy and to say things about our lives. And, like, I said pretty much everything.
He said everything in
French. They all speak French. And then the pastor was like, Joy, you want to say something?
And I was like, really.
I don't really have anything. And he was like, come on.
Like, what do you want me to say? The same thing in English? Like,
she said kind of the same thing.
I did. I just didn't know what to say. And I was like, what do you want to know? Like, you literally said everything I would have said. It was so weird.
It's okay.
I was so uncomfortable.
It's okay. People liked it. People came up and talked to us.
Great. Love it.
Whatever.
At the end of the day, it worked out. But I don't love that. And I think we can probably tie that into why those are situations, like why that's the case.
Yeah.
I know for me, when it came to a lot of things about, what should I say, finances, I was disappointed a lot when it came to just like finances in my family. Unfortunately, we'd like, oh, we're going to go on a summer vacation trip. And then it'd come to like around the time my dad, like, oh, sorry, like we didn't get enough money, so we can't go. I'm like, okay. Mm. Or like Christmas and being like, oh, it's, you know, whatever, we're going to get Christmas presents on this day. And then my dad would be like, oh, you know, I mean, and it's like, at this point, I don't expect it, to be honest. I don't expect anything. I'm like, at this point, don't worry about it. Like, I don't, you know, I feel like I've always felt like I had to take care of myself in some situations, not all the time. I have very loving parents and my parents have been there for me all the time. I think when there were situations when I felt like financially they couldn't cover, I would just figure out how to get it done myself. I'm like, okay, I got a job when I was 14, right? Like, I tried to make sure I didn't have to depend on them because I didn't want them to feel like they would disappoint me. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, you know what, do what you need to do. I can figure it out. And so I don't know. That's like example when it comes to like finances, at least, or things of being like really too good to be true. And obviously I've had not great relationship history. And so I mean, like, at this point, you start to expect negative things to happen than for you to expect good things to happen, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's the truth for most people, to be honest. Like, most people have, we all have like trauma from when we were younger. And I think that for, like, even for me, obviously it was the church I was part of. Every time I come back to this moment in my life where I was part of that church that really, like, basically was teaching us in a way that was bringing our self-worth down. And obviously when you have no self-worth, that manifests itself in like so many different ways, or like, and one of them is obviously the fact that you don't really believe you're worth receiving good things. So, but I really think most people, you know, probably experience something like that. Because I feel like most people are not necessarily coming from, you know, families who are super loving or that have so much money, or, you know what I mean? Like, we all have, our own experiences, and unfortunately that oftentimes leads to us feeling like we're not worthy of good things. And that sucks, because I think that's one thing that we learned even with our journey with faith and with God, is that, like, God was teaching us that we are worthy of receiving good things and blessings. And there's literally, and it's easy to say it, obviously, but it's not always easy to believe it and to feel like it's the truth. But there's literally, like, no cap on what we're worthy of receiving.
Right.
Because even, you know, I'm saying anybody, whether you're Christian or not, but even for us, like, as Christian, we also believe that, you know, Jesus died for us, and Jesus is God himself, and he's the Son of God, and he's the most precious thing to ever exist. And God is like that, like this thing that I think is the most important thing for me, which is my son, Jesus. I will give it, and I will make him give, like, I will make him, like, sacrifice his life for people who are not perfect, even though he is perfect, but people who have, you know, who don't love me, for some of them who even hate me, but I will give them my son so that I could have them back.
Yeah.
And it's like, if God can give you God, who is this thing that's outside of time and outside of like what we can see, like, he's just above everything, and he's the most powerful being. If he can give his most precious thing for us, then what are we not worthy of? You know, it's like, there's no riches in the world that can equal the value of his life.
Yeah.
And so for me, that was also the thing of, like, if I'm worthy of that, if Jesus or God says that I'm worthy of that, even though I'm not perfect and I do make mistakes, then why, what am I not worthy of? You know? And obviously that's Christianese, you know? But I hope that, you know, even if you're not Christian, that maybe, you know, maybe that can also help you understand better, like, oh, I'm worthy of good things.
Yeah, for sure. Because I think it's interesting how each of us can have different things that we're like, yeah, of course I can have that. And then other things we're like, no, I can't. Like, I don't even know what to do with that. And I when it comes to, like, let's just say things with family, like, I have no doubt. Like, I know my family is always going to be there for me. I have no doubt that my family is going to, like, I can rely on them for anything. Even if they didn't have financial things, they would figure it out. Like, even for BSSM, my first year, I remember finances were really hard for me. And like I went there and I went by faith, and I had a bunch of savings that I was able to use and to pay for tuition. But I remember God telling me that the way that my first year would be paid off would be something that I never would expect. And I was like, okay. And I'm like, I don't know. A bunch of people are getting like random money from different things. I'm like, I guess that could happen. But I remember saying to him, I was like, the craziest thing that could ever happen is my parents paid for it. Like truly. Mm-hmm. My parents paid their whole tuition. They paid, they paid the whole first year, which honestly, I was like, I'm still shocked to this day that that happened, to be honest. Like, and the thing is, I remember my dad was telling me, of course, if I was stranded or something, like, he would always like provide for me, he'd give me money, he would do whatever he needed to do. But he's like, I don't just give money just to give money. You know what I mean? Like, especially when it comes to, like, school and stuff, like, I expect you to get a scholarship, I expect you to figure it out. But God put it on his heart, you know, and then God really blessed him in a lot of areas financially, and then he was able to give it. And I was like, it's just so cool to see how that shows up. But I think in my mind, I never doubt for a second that my family's going to show up for me. Anything with family, I feel very confident in. Anything now with you, I feel confident. Like, I know you're not ever going to leave me. I know that you're not ever going to do something crazy, right? I know that, like, our love and what we fought for is stronger than, like, anything else that we could let something come in. Like, I'm really confident in what we have here. Mm-hmm. So I guess when it comes to family, I feel really secure. When it comes to outside things, so even friendships and stuff, I've had not the best experience at times with friendships. I think I feel confident in my friends now, but it still comes up for me sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, they're going to just whatever, leave. You know what I mean? Or they're going to find other people that think it's cooler, and then they hang out with me at the end of the day. That is still something that doesn't feel confident in me. Finances is still something I'm still working on. Like, there's different areas I think that we all could pinpoint and say, like, oh, yeah, I'm really good at receiving here, but here I can't. Here feels wrong. Here feels like I feel anxiety when you say that, or I feel anxiety when I'm receiving this, you know? And it pinpoints from, honestly, things from our past. It always pinpoints from there, because you don't just get born one day and be like, oh, I can't receive this. No, you receive love so easily as a baby, right? You have no reason not to receive it. You know what I mean?
We're not aware of things, so it's exactly like you just receive. I think that in relationships, a lot of us have this hope that we find this good man or this good woman, and you know, we have expectations and we have criterias and all that, but I think it's funny that for people who've, I mean, it's not funny, it's whatever, for people who I've had, you know, past relationships, they still have those hopes, even though they have like past relationships that were maybe like traumatizing and abusive or toxic or whatever.
Because they still get in the relationship, right?
Yeah. And they still have those hopes. But then we hear that a lot. I feel like they find someone who's good and then they feel uncomfortable. They find actually someone who actually meets their hopes and expectations, and then they start feeling uncomfortable because first of all, it's not what they were used to, they haven't used to. They haven't been used to something healthy, and then they just feel like they're not worthy of it, because even though they want that, they have a hard time like receiving that. And it feels like, we said, it feels too good to be true. And I think that for so many of us, we've had opportunities that came up that felt like they were too good to be true. And obviously, I'm not talking about those emails. There are scams.
That's what financial I was thinking. Scams, yeah.
Because obviously, that's the thing. That's something else. We're not talking about emails here. But like, you know, opportunities, even for a job or, you know, whatever, like going on a trip or whatever. I feel like it's easy for us to turn down things that sound too good to be true, because it feels like there's going to be something down the line that is not going to be like that.
We're literally taught that though. Yeah. Like, right. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. I've heard that so many times.
Or like, there's not like the blessings, you know, always comes with some kind of curse, or there's a catch.
Yeah.
You know,
there's always a catch. Yeah.
There's always a catch to something that sounds too good to be true. But that's not true. Obviously, we're married and we're really happy to be married to each other. And it's not always easy, but I wouldn't say that's not the catch. You know, that's also, we're also like humans, and we know we're not stupid. I'm not thinking that when I married her, it was going to be this beautiful thing all the time. And we have conflicts, and it sucks sometimes. But overall, if I were to rate the experience of marriage, it'd be a huge blessing.
Yeah.
And if I turned it down because it would have been too good to be true for me, then I wouldn't have experienced that. Simply because I believe it's too good to be true. And I know that people experience that. And I remember one day I said this thing of like, if it's too good to be true, maybe you should lean in it a little. Of like, I think if you're moving in a direction where the thing that's happening to you feels like it's too good to be true, that it becomes offensive, I think you're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And if you feel like it's pushing your insecurities because it's too good to be true, if you feel like it's pushing your limits because it's too good to be true, and sometimes, and it's sad, but if you feel guilty for receiving something because it feels like it's too good to be true, I think that's where you're supposed to be going. And it's a good thing for you. And something, if it's offensive because it's so good, then you should keep going.
Yeah. I think this would be a fun exercise to do. Because we can put it in a bunch of different categories. But if you've found yourself feeling that of like, okay, maybe there's too good to be true. Or maybe you don't even know that you feel that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm going to try this with finances and we can try that with relationships. So if let's just say you're in a relationship right now, let's just say all the things that you want happen in this relationship, all things. I don't know if that means you guys get engaged or you get married or this actually ends up being like a long lasting. Yeah. You get married and everything is great. What if you got that right now or 2 months, whatever, what would that feel like for you? Like, I want you to actually like put this down on paper. Like if everything I want in this relationship were to happen, what would that feel like? What comes up for me, what feelings come up to me right now, what's going on? Because I think depending on the experience, you might be like, oh yeah, everything I want, that's great. But if you really look down into it, you might be like, you might start freaking out. You might feel something in your chest of like, I'm getting a tightness. Okay. That might mean then that you might be pushing away something that's really good. Or it might mean that there's something there. There's some sort of insecurity. There's some sort of insecurity attached to this feeling. And I think we need to be able to figure out what's going on there. Because whether it's this relationship, whether it's the next relationship, whether it's whatever, if that's there, it's going to show up.
Yeah.
It's going to continue showing up, whether you're dating or when you're married, it's going to continue showing up if you don't catch it now, you know? Mm-hmm. And then another thing too, this is just an example, but I'm curious on this of, let's just say you were given tomorrow, you were given $1 million. Okay. $1 million tomorrow. What would be the first thing you would do with that? Because sometimes when you're able to see what your first thing you do with something, or what you immediately want to do with it, or what you immediately feel with it, that's, I don't know why, but I feel like sometimes like money and relationships are tied really closely.
Yeah.
It's interesting. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's more science behind it, but I think that those are two things in our life that probably scare people the most, like having money and having relationships, having really good relationships, having things that are consistent in that way. Freaks people out. And sometimes you can see hand in hand how you would show up, because you might be like, oh, I'm going to immediately give it away. Well, then you might be somebody who's a huge caregiver and who automatically like lessens your own emotions or take care of other people. And that's its own thing too. I just wanted you to try this exercise because I think that I like to give practical things at times when we're doing podcasts, you know, like you can listen, it's great. But sometimes like being able to have something that's actionable is really helpful.
Yeah.
So trying those two things. And then let me know, let us know. You can DM us on Instagram. You can email us. We'll put the email below, or you can like write it in the review. Cause after you write that 5-star review, you can put something there. But just to see what comes up, because I think that we can really begin to tell, oh, I'm really thinking things are too good to be true. And I might be self-sabotaging things more than I've realized. Exactly. And I think that that's kind of the key that I'm wanting to see. If things are too good to be true, we're immediately going to throw it away because we don't think we deserve it.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say that. I was going to say, like, if you believe that things are too good to be true, then you are going to end up self-sabotaging yourself. And you're going to keep your experience of life in general kind of like this 5 out of 10 instead of like wanting to be an 8 or 9 or even a 10 sometimes. So it's so important to be aware of that, because, you know, it's not, your intuition is not telling you it's too good to be true. It can, if again, if it's like a scam or something, but it's not the same feeling. You don't feel guilty because someone is trying to scam you. But like in relationships, especially in relationships, like if you know that the person you're with is like healthy and good for you and kind and treating you with love, and there's no red flag, but the only thing that you feel like is wrong is that it's too good, then you're self-sabotaging yourself. That's pretty much all you're doing. And like you said, you need to figure out why you're doing that. But it's really important for you to believe that you're worth receiving good things. Like that's really where it starts too, is like if you actually want to experience the life that you desire, you need to believe that you are worth receiving good things. And when they come and that insecurity again shows up, that like it's too good to be true and you're not worth receiving it, you need to repeat to yourself that no, you are worth it. Like you're worth receiving those things, and you have to believe that. It's not just, you know, a saying. It's something like, because you need self-worth. If you want to have a successful life, if you want to have a successful relationship, your like sense of self-worth has to be high. You have to be able to love yourself, because you can only love someone else to the extent that you love yourself. Like it's what the Bible says too. It's like it says, love your neighbor as yourself. So if you can't love yourself, you can't love the person in front of you. I remember one of our mentors, Chris Valentin, he said, the best gift you can give to your spouse is to love yourself. Because when you love yourself, I mean, he stopped it there, but obviously he explained the quote a little more, because it's like when you love yourself, for me, what I understood is, oh, that makes sense. Because when I love myself, I'm not needy. I'm not clingy. I'm not asking my spouse for things that they can't give me emotionally or mentally. You know, I'm not relying on my spouse to fulfill all my needs of self-worth. You know, because I'm able to do that on my own because I have enough self-worth and self-love. So,
And if I give to you, I don't have to expect anything in return. Because I think if I do that, that means it's like, oh, why is he not doing it for me? I'm like, I can just love you fully and not feel like I have to have something in return. I'm just loving you because I love you.
That's true. It's the something, you know, that allows you to give more and to give better, because you're not always expecting anything back. Because sometimes obviously it's good to have, you want to have love
Yeah, of
given
course, of
to
course.
you. But what I'm saying is like, I'm not doing like loving things towards you for you to like do something towards me back. 'Cause if we do that, then it's just the love that you're giving your partner, is it really love,
It's
or
kind of
is this just
conditional in a
like,
sense.
or is it manipulation? You're like expecting something in return, and that's why you're doing it. It's not love. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for yourself, you know? So, but I think that's good.
No, I think that's it was just something that was on our hearts, and it also related to a question we got on our perch, and so we wanted to maybe emphasize it a little bit more. So honestly, the questions you guys give creates really good content. So I appreciate the questions and hoping that when we answer them, you guys feel at ease with the answers we're giving. And if we can obviously elaborate them on a podcast if needed. So, anyways, thank y'all so much for tuning in this week. We will see you all on the flippity flip. And if you like this episode, I want to say one thing. Make sure you give a 5-star review. Hit that 5-star. I know. Hit the like button. Just kidding. Don't do
Well,
that.
I'll do it on YouTube.
Sure. But what I'm saying is give a 5-star review. If what we've been saying has been helpful at all to you at any time you've listened, give a 5-star review. Like it really helps us to know that we're,
And like it on
helping.
YouTube, because obviously it brings it up to other people when you do that. So, because it bumps it up.
Okay, sure.
So, because the algorithm, that's how it
Yeah.
works on
Makes
YouTube.
sense.
So YouTube is new for us still. But yeah, so like, subscribe, share, review. That's it. But thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. you are worth, things are too good to be true.
Yeah. You're worthy of all good things coming your way.
And we'll see you next time.
Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.